Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I am your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I tell you what, let's not waste any time. Let's bring in the stars of the show. Because you know what? I think we're going to have some fun today. First up, my man EC. All right, now I have to say this. My man EC just came off of his first appearance on the Early Wedge golf show. And my boy, you crushed it. Well done, sir.
Thanks, AB. It's a blast to be with CN Patrick, and those guys are great. Had M squared in the chat, you in the chat. So it was a lot of fun to be able to interact with everyone, and those guys are geniuses. I'm just doing my best to fit in, like I do every day with Speculator, who never misses an NBA pick. It's ridiculous. And then I miss a pick. I mean, the stupid Lakers. I'll get to that later. Okay.
Oh, man. Speaking of the Speculator, my boy, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing great over here. It was really nice to see LeBron break the all-time scoring record, but really hard to watch the actual game.
Yeah, last night was a you could see a big disparity in terms of like the historic part, and then this team's just not very good. Like they're just not a good basketball team, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah,
yeah, 100%.
We'll leave it at that, AB.
Yeah, we will. All right, let's get in our best bets for today. Speculator, I'll tell you what, coming back at you, man, you got one play, NBA. Hit us with it, bro. What you got?
Yeah, today we're going to go Pacers at the Heat. We're going to go Pacers +7. Our Sportsline AI is projecting a +6 spread for this game. When Halliburton is playing, the Pacers always have a chance to stay close in that game. When he does play, the average spread for games that he is in this season is +0.3. Now, I know Miami is fourth in the league in defensive rating at 111.1, but their weak point is the three-point line. They are 22nd in three-point percentage, at allowing 36.6% behind the arc. Now, you can imagine where the Pacers' strong suit is in their offense. It's the three-point line. They rank sixth in the league in three-point attempts this season, and they're shooting at 36.1%. If the Pacers can take advantage of that three-point line, I think they can cover this spread.
Nice, man. I like it. All right, EC, it was tough last night on the parlay front, but you came back double shotgun, ready to go, Wild West. What you got, buddy? Hit us with it.
AB, let me just say that the end of the New Mexico-Nevada game was disgusting. I mean, Nevada holds the ball for a last shot down one and hits a fadeaway that bounced on the rim for literally a second and a half before going in. It was gross, and that cost me like a +274 parlay. We were that close to being big-time profitable yesterday. We're getting back on the wagon today. We got two parlays staying away from the NBA. That's all Speculator today, and maybe UAB. We're going with the early money line parlay in college basketball. Listen to these teams. UNC Asheville, Fordham, and Vermont at +150. Asheville's 10-0 at home. Winthrop's 2-10 on the road. Do I need to say anything more than that? I mean, Winthrop won the earlier matchup on New Year's Eve by 2 points. Revenge game, undefeated at home. Okay, they're good. Fordham, 14-2 at home. 1-5-6. UMass lost 6-9. Check. We think that one's a pretty good one. And then Vermont has won 5 in a row. They beat Maine by 21 3 weeks ago. That's closer than my margin of revenge, you know, the revenge angle. Vermont is also 6-2 in their last 8 on the road. I don't think they're going to have any problem in Maine, so we'll get that +150 home early. Then our late money line parlay, Oklahoma State, Grand Canyon U, and Seattle U. We're double time in the whack here. OK State has won 5-6, and Texas Tech is 1-9 in conference play. So we fade them. Then we got Grand Canyon. By the way, one of the great home court advantages in all of college basketball is Grand Canyon University here in the Phoenix area. The Havoc. These students are wild. They're 11-2 at home. New Mexico State, terrible this year, 1-8 on the road. And this formerly was like the big matchup in the WAC. Now, New Mexico State's getting out and going somewhere else. So GCU, this might be their last time at home against New Mexico State, and they want to prove something. and the Aggies stink. And Seattle's 9-1 at home. Utah Tech, which I didn't even know there was a school like that until last week, is 2-10 on the road. So we're going to do that and hit those three at plus 148. And then we have one over under Iowa State, West Virginia. And I got this one at over 135 and a half. It's actually gone down a little bit, but I got it at minus 105. West Virginia is averaging 79 at home, and they're 5-1 to the over against teams allowing 67 points a game or less. Iowa State's giving up 61 a game. Last year, these two teams combined for 142 and 165, which flew over. I expect to see this game in the 140s, and I think we're going to hit everything in college basketball tonight.
I like the way you think, bro. I like the way you think. What is that?
Wagon. Last night was tough. We're back on it tonight. Let's go.
Back on. Yeah, we're back on it indeed, bro. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. And look at Sharp here, the speculator on the Pacers plus seven. Look, I've got two plays for me tonight. First, we're going LSU, Mississippi State over 125 and a half. Look, these two teams, they can get a little weird on you at times, but I believe that it's a nice combination mixture here where they're both going to push each other at times for runs during this game. We got a low number, 125 and a half. Don't need a ton necessarily to get there. So I like it. 125 and a half over for LSU Mississippi State. Also, we're going to go 76ers Celtics over 224 and a half. 76ers coming off of bad night when we thought that they were all going to be sharp, but they've had a little time, get healthy, get rested. Think that these two teams offensively are going to go at it tonight. So take them over 224 and a half. EC, as he mentioned, Iowa State, West Virginia over 135 and a half. Money line parlay plus 150. UNC Asheville, Fordham, and Vermont. And then a money line parlay of plus 148. Oklahoma State, Grand Canyon, and Seattle U. So well done on that, boys. Those are our picks for today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.